One does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel reading from Matthew chapter 6 presents us with the perfect prayer. The perfect prayer. Also known as the Our Father or Pater Noster in Latin, based on the first two words of the prayer. By the way, that is usually how prayers and even major papal documents are identified in the Catholic Church, in Latin by the first two or three words. For example, the Ave Maria is the Hail Mary. Salve Regina is the Hail Holy Queen. Humanae Vitae is Paul VI's document on human life. Dominum et Vivificantem is John Paul II's document on the Holy Spirit. It is often also called the Lord's Prayer because Jesus personally teaches it to his disciples as his own prayer in Matthew 6 as the core of the Sermon on the Mount. And in Luke chapter 11, when Jesus answers his disciples' request to teach them how to pray, as John the Baptist taught his followers how to pray. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says simply, the Lord's Prayer is truly a summary of the whole gospel. In other words, the Pater Noster is an excellent summation of the entire sacred scriptures. The Catechism a little later quotes St. Augustine, who was known as the Doctor of Grace, who wrote beautifully, "Run through all the words of the holy prayers in Scripture, and I do not think that you will find anything in them that is not contained and included in the Lord's Prayer." Basically, if you memorize and meditate on the Our Father, you will understand the whole message of the Bible. The fourth part of the Catechism of the Catholic Church is devoted to Christian prayer. And most of that section concerns an excellent explanation on the Lord's Prayer. Today, you should take time to read the Catechism, numbers 2759 to 2865, which concludes the Catechism. Let me mention one of the many riches our church offers us in this perfect prayer. Traditionally, the prayer has been recognized to contain seven petitions. The first three refer directly to our relationship with God. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We refer to God. The last four petitions deal with our life on earth. and love for our brothers and sisters. In that way, the Our Father is analogous to the Ten Commandments. How so? Well, the first three commandments concern how we should love God. And the remaining seven commandments have to do with loving our neighbor. In other words, the Lord's Prayer, like the Ten Commandments, helps us to fulfill the twofold law of the love of God and the love of neighbor. And by the way, that twofold commandment of the love of God and love of neighbor is also a summary of the whole gospel. The whole law and the prophets, Jesus said in Matthew 20, verse 40, depend on these two commandments. Last night, during our Bible study class, I tried to explain how that phrase, the law and the prophets, was a catchphrase that referred to the whole Old Testament, all 46 books, not merely the Pentateuch and the prophets. Again, I think we see how the Lord's Prayer is a summary of the whole gospel when the seven petitions teach us to love God and our neighbor. It is the whole of the law and the prophets. And now I'd like to do something a little fun. As you probably know, the 27 New Testament books were not originally written in English. At least I hope you know that. I say that with all due respect to some Protestants who claim, if the King James Bible was good enough for Jesus, then it's good enough for me. Well, the King James Version was not published until 1611. Jesus was not reading the Bible in English. The New Testament was originally written in Greek. And therefore, the biblical version of the Lord's Prayer was originally in Greek. Now, bear in mind that Jesus and his apostles spoke Aramaic, not Greek. But I'd like to read the Lord's Prayer in Greek so you can hear how Matthew and Luke actually wrote it. Pater hemon, ha entois uranois, hagias theta ta anamasu, eletheta he basileia su, genetheta ta thelemasu, hosen uranoi kai epiges, ton arton hemon epiusion dos hemen semeron, kai aphes hemen ta aphelemata hemon, hos kai hemes aphekamen tois aphaletais hemon, kaime esenenkes hemas es perasmon, ala chrusai hemas apotu poneru. Amen. And now if anybody asks you, what did Father John say in his homily this morning, you can say, I don't know, it was all Greek to me. Which is probably what you usually say about my homilies. And please forgive me if I screwed up the perfect prayer. Praised be Jesus Christ.